Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Are you happy with the new government that has been formed over the weekend? Taoiseach Micheál Martin, sounds strange saying that, doesn't it? Has insisted it's all systems go for his government, which holds its first cabinet meeting today. And speaking exclusively to the Irish Examiner, Micheál Martin has spoken of his desire to rescue the country from the recession caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. He said, working together, we can engineer recovery and dealing with the challenges of the COVID pandemic and the economic situation. I'm also looking forward to working with the Green Party and with Fine Gael to drive on the programme for government. Now, the new cabinet will gather at Dublin Castle at 2 o'clock to begin work on its July jobs initiative, which will see a multi-billion euro stimulus package unleashed. And that's, of course, to help business get through this tough time. Ms. Micheál Martin also confirmed that he will be briefed by his officials as to the latest on Brexit, and from the chief, oh geez, remember that, remember Brexit, and also he'll be briefed by the chief medical officer Tony Holohan as to the dangers of lifting the restrictions on foreign travel on July the 9th. This is the air bridges they're talking about for July the 9th. Now, there's a lot to talk about in relation to the government. Meanwhile, the new Minister for Public Expenditure, Micheál McGrath, has said the government will not be going down the road of austerity and introducing cuts to public spending and services despite being a 30 billion euro in deficit this year, and that figure is set to rise by the end of the year. They predict this whole COVID-19 will probably cost the state in and around 50 billion euro. Incredible amount of money, isn't it? In an interview with the Irish Examiner, Mr. McGrath made clear while the country is looking at an enormous budget deficit this year, stimulus rather than austerity is the plan. Let's see how long that lasts. All right. Now, so I want to know what you think of the new government. Are you happy about it? Or are you not happy? A lot of people are not happy because they voted for Sinn Féin and Sinn Féin are nowhere to be seen in there. Are you happy about this new government? Or is it just a dog with two tails? Let me go to Stephen. Stephen, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Stephen?
Hi, Niall. Good afternoon.
Stephen, you know, people didn't really get what they wanted when they voted in an election, did they?
No, the electorate decided something I think that neither of the parties wanted when they went into the election. But to answer your question directly, yes, I'm happy we have a stable government. I was happy all three parties' memberships overwhelmingly supported it. And then we had a large majority of the Dáil, 93, who supported Martin as Taoiseach. So he certainly has a legitimate mandate. And as you just mentioned there, we have a lot of...
Hold on, a legitimate mandate amongst themselves?
Well, we the people elect 160 TDs to the Dáil, and then the majority of TDs elect a Taoiseach. That has happened since the...
And what about the 25% of people who voted for Sinn Féin? Where do they stand? They're not happy bunnies today, really, are they?
No, well, I can remember at least five occasions that Fianna Fáil got over 40%. They got the highest vote, and they went into opposition because other parties came together to form a coalition. That's democracy. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not a dictatorship. You can't say that someone's vote is more important than someone else's vote. So, as I said, a majority have voted. We have a government. I hope they will, and I believe they will make positive changes. I'm glad to hear about the stimulus package. I think that that's needed to get companies back to work.
But I don't know how he's going to do this. He's saying, obviously, you know, we're looking at a 30 billion euro deficit so far this year. It could be 50 by the end of the year, right? And rather than austerity, he's introducing a stimulus package, right? Now, that stimulus will add to that deficit, of course. But realistically, I mean, can we have to afford the stimulus. There's no doubt about that because we have to support business, right? But, I mean, how they can turn around and say there's going to be no austerity in the next few years is beyond me.
Well, it's counter-cyclical economics, which I think we should have done in the past. At the moment, the last time the NTMA went out to borrow money, they borrowed 6 billion and was oversubscribed by 10 times for a very, very small interest rate. So we're in a good position where we can borrow money, and I would be of the view that we should borrow money, but borrow it and put it together put it into a fund where the money is cheaply available to us, and do stimulate the economy, because it will come back. The money will wash through the economy. And we need that. We can't have 20-30% unemployment going forward.
I mean, a lot of people are not happy with the fact that Eamon Ryan is in there, of course, as Minister for Transport. We're all doomed when it comes to car tax and everything else and green money on petrol and diesel. But in saying that, they're going to say, well, hold on a second. We didn't vote for the Greens. They got a few votes, but they got a very small percentage of the vote. Now, obviously, you're talking about democracy, and I understand that's how a coalition works. But, you know, we didn't vote for that.
Well, they got 12 TDs elected, so certain portions of the population did vote for them. I think climate change is something we have to address. But they aren't the largest party in government. So I think between the three of them, I would expect them to be pragmatic about what needs to be done.
Well, I mean, we've listened to Eamon Ryan before and basically what he thinks of car travel and, you know, obviously pushing for cyclists. And I understand the logic behind that as well, because he is going to be Minister for Climate Action, Laws and Communications, Networks and Transport. But you can see the motorists are all saying to themselves, we're going to be hit hard by this guy. I mean, we're going to see extra taxes now on diesel and petrol. We're going to see probably a toll coming into a city. We're probably going to see, you know, this pushing forward for banning of diesel cars, which is not a runner as far as I'm concerned. We're also going to see a lot of other stuff that probably would have been pushed or kicked down the road by Leo Varadkar.
Well, I live in a rural area, as you know. I drive a diesel car. I think the nearest electrical charging point to me is about 30, 40 kilometres away. So I have to drive, and yes, I will be worried, but I would hope they would also be pragmatic. And I think, unfortunately, none of us know exactly what's going to happen at this time.
But some of the stuff he's come out with in the past has been lunacy. I mean, the suggestion that you will ban diesel cars or the sale of diesel cars by 2030 is just lunacy. It's not going to happen in 10 years. I mean, we wouldn't be able to sustain electric cars. I mean, the hybrid is probably the real solution, whereby we can actually produce our own electricity internally in the car.
Yeah, or hydrogen cell, I think, is also a technology that needs to be looked at.
Yeah, water, essentially.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no pollution, and it's freely available. I think that ultimately will be the solution. But
probably 20 years away.
Possibly. Who knows the way technology is going? I mean, I love technology, but I can't see it arriving in the next 5 years either.
They did have water-powered cars about 20 or 30 years ago, didn't they? There was an idea they were toying around with about 20 or 30 years ago. Just like the electric car has been around for about 30 or 40 years, but they just didn't have the battery power to keep it going for very long.
Yeah, absolutely. Batteries, the battery technology is the thing I think we have to be very mindful of. And also the production of batteries isn't particularly environmentally friendly either.
No, enough to we have to get the cobalt for the batteries, which is not probably the most environmentally friendly thing we could do. Well, stay there for a second. Let me go to Martin. Martin, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Martin? Are you happy with the government?
Well, I don't know. I mean, what should we call it? Should we call it Fine Gael Nua?
Something like that, yeah.
I mean, Lucinda gave us Fine Gael Light. Now we've got a new version of it. I mean, Jesus, it's just the same old, you know, a nice, fine establishment stitch-up.
What, is it a boys and girls club? The same boys and girls? We used to say the boys club, but it was a boys and girls club, yeah.
Yeah, same boys and girls club, you know, providing they've got their level of girlies in there, you know.
Well, 28% of the cabinet are female, 23% were elected, roughly, so, I mean, it's a fair split, you know.
Fair, Maria, yeah, but... Well, we're back to the same old model again, aren't we, of how we run our economy, which is basically, you know, keep the boys, with the snouts in the trough, and the poor old guy there trying to earn a living is going to get taxed to the hilt as usual.
Well, they're saying they're not going to tax people to the hilt because they're saying there's not going to be any austerity.
Well, don't know any other way of dealing with this kind
well,
of
I suppose the theory is if you boost business with stimulus and borrow money to boost business with stimulus, then we can get the economy back to where it was back in January and we make money, and that money we use then to pay back our own deficit. So that's the kind of theory behind it, isn't it? That you don't have to screw us all with taxes. Robbie, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Robbie?
Not bad, and yourself?
A lot of new unfamiliar names in there, but some of the old faithfuls in there as well, by the way, yeah.
There's some all familiar bar. Your woman Norma, what's her name? I never heard of her in education. Well, Cowan and Harrison.
Norma Foley. Norma Foley, yes.
Yeah, Norma Foley. I mean, like, Cowan is in there. Harris is in there. It's not like they were actually really good at what they'd done the last time they were in there, you know? And here we are with Eamon Ryan. Let's all go diesel because diesel's the way to go, Minister, from a few years ago when he was in government with Fianna Fáil. Micheál Martin, who was part of the government that brought the IMF to our shores. Yeah, I'm delighted. It's going to be really good, isn't it?
Right, okay, so you believe no change, still the same people, just in a different order.
The same thing, they just move the deck chairs around, that's all it is. I mean, like, the Greens, like, it's going to cost a fortune.
They're obviously going to hit motorists hard. I mean, there's no doubt about that. Yeah.
Big time.
We're going to see roads closed, particularly in cities and in Dublin City. You're going to see the centre of the city closed to traffic, probably, or tolls within a reasonable period of time. Yeah. You're going to see more green environmental taxes on diesel and petrol, particularly diesel, coming up to the ban of sale of diesel cars. You're going to, of course, if you drive a diesel car, it's going to be devalued over time if he starts making announcements.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't see the alternative, mind you. To be honest, a hybrid is probably the best alternative at the moment.
Probably is.
Yeah, electric cars is not going to work.
But that first lad you had on talking there, he spoke pretty well. And, I mean, we're going on about, you know, we want to have all the electric cars coming through and this and that and whatever, and we put 3 million into the budget for electric chargers across the country. I mean, it's a piecemeal thing, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. With all these new housing estates and so on that are being built, do you not think they should be putting 3 or 4 of these electric chargers into those new estates? You know, if they're going to be realistic about it and be honest with themselves and say, yes, we want to truly do this, you know, it's nonsense. And I mean, like Micheál Martin as Taoiseach, that the only reason he went into government with Fianna Gael is because he wants to be Taoiseach.
He wants to be the Taoiseach, of course. And this is his last opportunity, of course. Yeah.
I mean, and like people.
And he was like, did you see him with the president the other day when he was accepting his role as office, his role of office? I mean, in fairness, I know he was excited, but he was like a child on Christmas Day.
Yeah. He got what he wanted now, you know. And the thing is that he's got a couple of years there at Taoiseach, he knows that, and then. What the hell? I'm done here.
Well, you know, I'm not too disappointed to see him as Taoiseach. I'll wait and see now. I might be giving out about him in 6 weeks. You know what I mean? I don't know. I prefer him to Leo, I'll be honest with you. So I'll wait and see what happens.
I think it's the two cheeks of the same arse, to be honest with you.
Probably,
like, I mean,
probably.
You know, it's like people got to remember, like, Micheál Martin was a minister in the government that brought the IMF here.
You know, I would have liked to have seen Mary Lou. I would have liked to see Mary Lou as Taoiseach. Mind you, I don't know if I like the rest of Sinn Féin or their policies, but I do like some of the members of Sinn Féin and what they stand for. I just don't like all of their policies.
Look, everybody has different policies, and most parties are policies are near enough the same.
Sinn Féin are a bit more socialist, obviously.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, I think Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin probably would have been the best government because both would have kept an eye on each other and kept each other straight.
Probably would have been a bad idea.
And I think it would have been good for the country. What we have now is the same old again. And I think Donnelly's going to be a disaster.
Do you think so? Yes, I've spoken to him. He makes himself available on a regular basis. A lot of them won't.
That's great.
A lot of them won't with me for some reason. I ended up telling Simon Harris to shove his interview up his arse a while ago because he had put us off so many times. And I said that to him publicly, by the way. In saying that, he does make himself available. He does seem sincere. And he has contacted people we've asked him to contact. So, well, look, I'll wait and see. I don't necessarily always agree with him. But stay there, Robbie. Let me go to Catherine as well. Catherine, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Catherine? Oh, sorry, Catherine. Go ahead, Catherine. Sorry.
No, I just wanted to pick up on your remark there before the break, Niall, about the number of female ministers.
Yeah.
And you said something about it's fair enough because they're about 27% of the all.
28. They're just under 28%, yeah.
I don't think that it's, in the first place, good enough. And there are a number of reasons why there are fewer female elected TDs and senators.
Well, no, but the point I was making was there was 23% of females were elected. 23%, should I say, of TDs were females that were elected. So 28% of the cabinet would have been a fair transition.
Yes, but there are lots of very able women in Parliament. As some of the newer women, Norma Foley is one of them, but others as well, who would have made excellent ministers. And arguably...
Well, Norma Foley is a minister. She's Minister for Education.
She is, sir.
Much better ministers than a lot of the
men. But you can't just put women in for the sake of it.
But I'm not suggesting they put in. I've just said that there are lots of very able
Well, you kind of are.
And in some cases...
But hang on. What you're suggesting is we put women in because they're women.
No, I said they're able.
Yeah, there are a lot of men that are able, too. So gender shouldn't matter.
So women are 50% of our population, but they only get...
But they only got 23% of the vote. But only 23% of the candidates that were elected as TDs were women.
Why is that?
By the way, I assume voters are made up of 50% men and women.
We have to ask ourselves questions about why just 27 or 28% of women are in the Dáil, and it's not enough to say... Women don't put themselves forward. They do.
They don't. There isn't as many women putting themselves forward as men.
The number of female candidates has gone up considerably.
Absolutely.
Since the introduction of gender quotas.
Yeah, there's another. In other words, that's another kind of piecemeal thing we did, affirmative action. I don't necessarily agree with gender quotas, but I understand the point of it. But in saying that, 23%. Of the TDs elected in the last general election were women. They were voted for by men and women. Many women weren't elected, and that's up to the general public. That's called democracy. It's nothing to do with gender.
Right, so it's I think there are a whole range and complex of reasons why women don't get elected. But, you know, I think there have been more female candidates in recent elections. I think there needs to be more. Mm-hmm. You're quite right in saying that, you know, probably sometimes women and men don't vote for women. I don't know why, because I do.
Maybe because they feel they're not good enough. The people that they don't vote for.
You're basically arguing then that women aren't as good as men.
No, I'm not. What I'm saying is they didn't vote for the people in question that you're referring to because they believe they weren't good enough. It doesn't matter whether they're men or women.
Right, well, we've seen plenty of evidence that our male politicians aren't good enough.
Absolutely, but they get elected.
Yeah, we agree with that.
Well, I think your argument is very, very strong.
No, I think your argument is that your argument is that we should put women into the job just because they're women.
Yeah. No, I said because they're able.
And as I said to you, men are able too, but you don't just put people in because of gender.
You're very sexist. Okay.
I'm now sexist.
You've shown it today.
All you're talking about is women. So if I'm sexist, what does that make you then? Because I'm not pushing for either male or female, but you're pushing for women.
I am saying that the evidence.
And how dare you call me sexist? By the way, I have a daughter. I have a partner. I work with two female producers. How dare you call me sexist? Are you going to apologize for calling me sexist?
You told me that women are.
Give me an example of something I said that's sexist, and then you can apologize to me.
You said older women weren't good enough.
I never said that.
That's what you said.
No, I said the people. No, you're taking me out of context. What I said was the people who didn't get elected, clearly the general public didn't believe they were good enough.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I said. That's irrelevant whether they're male or female.
You up.
How dare you call me a sexist? You come on the line and start giving out and then call me a sexist.
I think there's only one sexist on the line there, Noel, to be perfectly honest with you.
That's absolutely disgraceful. All right, listen, I've got to take a break. Thank you, Robbie. Future in a minute. Sorry, Martin, stay there for a second. And Robbie, stay there. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. I don't want to make this into a sexist trail, but obviously that woman did. I don't believe I'm sexist for 1 minute. I clearly said if somebody doesn't get voted in, what she said took me completely out of context, which is typical, by the way, in these kind of debates. I said if somebody doesn't get elected in answer to her question that women weren't getting elected, whether they male or female. And I actually said that. Whether they male or female, it just means they weren't good enough. Or the general public didn't believe they were good enough. She also made the point that men in there are not good enough. I completely agree with her. There are men, but they got voted in. 23% of the people voted in the last election were women. 23%. 28% of those given a position in cabinet are women. Now, that is a fair transition. Now, if more women in the future get elected, say, for example, in the next election in 5 years' time, if 40% of the women get elected, I would like to see 40% of the women in the cabinet. That's the way it should work. And eventually, we may get to a point where it's 50-50, although that would be some sort of, I suppose, utopian idea that we would have exactly the same amount of men and women. That would be kind of forced, wouldn't it? We'd be putting in their people in positions just because they happen to be women or just because they happen to be men. And if I remember in the last elections, actually, a man lost his seat because obviously they needed to fill a gender quota, or he wasn't put on the ticket because they needed to get a gender quota and put a woman in there just for the sake of it. I don't agree with gender quotas. What a disgraceful thing for her to say to you now, when clearly she was the one who had an agenda about women. I would absolutely agree. To be honest with you, when you start going down the road of suggesting that more men or more women or more whatever, sure, what next when you get to affirmative action? Well, we'll be talking about minorities as well, have to be in the Dáil. Members of the travelling community, other minorities have to be in the Dáil. What they call affirmative action. They tried it, by the way, back in the 80s in the United States, and it failed miserably. You know, this is in relation to black people, for example, in America, that in the college campuses where they started, then they brought it into jobs that you had to employ a certain amount of people of colour, which, again, was a disaster. It just didn't work. You can't employ somebody based on their skin colour, their gender, their race. You just can't do that. You just can't be suggesting you even do it. That's why I never agreed with gender quotas. I do believe in equality, and I always have believed in equality, but I don't believe in unfairness. And the very suggestion that you would say that somebody should get a job, or we should encourage more people to get jobs, or give people a knee up, so to speak, just because they happen to be a certain gender, just because they might be good at it, but if the other person is better and they get voted for, well, then they're the one for the job, aren't they? I mean, this happened in radio going back about 2 years ago. Well, it was a bit more, actually. I remember when, I think it was Pat Kenny left RTE, went to News Talk. And I remember seeing, I think it was Women in Media or something like that, it was a Twitter account. And they put up, "Let's hope a woman gets his job in RTE." And I responded, "Let's hope the best person for the job gets his job in RTE. I don't care if it's a man or a woman. the best person I want to hear for the job. And unfortunately, they weren't very happy. Made a complaint about me and all sorts of things, but I couldn't give a damn. I don't discriminate. Those who suggest that certain genders, be they male or female for that matter, should get a knee up or some sort of shoe in because they happen to be women or they happen to be men, are the ones who are discriminating and being sexist. Dare she call me sexist. Okay, sorry, Martin and Robbie, I know you're still there. Are you both still there?
Yeah.
Martin, by the way, just let me go to you first, Martin. In relation to the... I don't want to make this a kind of deal on the radio today, but I mean, the Women's Council of Ireland were tweeting about this last night, and all you got to do is look at all the responses they got. It's like a comedy thread. Everybody having a go at them, saying that lack of women in cabinet, direct result of failed action to promote women in politics. I mean, I don't see anything wrong with the cabinet.
I just find that society is getting more and more divisive, and it's not getting holistic at all. All its focus is on dividing people into labelled groups. Where you're either a feminist, you're either Black Lives Matters, you know, either this or that. And it's actually breaking our fabric up more than it is actually healing it. You know, it's pitting people against each other. And again, it's all steered and pushed by these minority groups,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, seem to attract the socialist left, who just love to divide the country up.
But that's what we're doing when we start
direct division.
Well, that's what we do when we start to draw attention to, you know, minorities who get elected, or if we start drawing attention to, so what if a woman got it over a man? So what if a man got it over a woman? It doesn't matter.
Yeah. The thing that matters is transparency, and like you say, it's a meritocracy that we require. You get the job on merit.
Yeah, I mean, there was an article there too about, you know, Eileen Flynn, who was nominated for the Shannon and, of course, successfully got into the Shannon, right? And she's a member of the travelling community. And I said, well done to her, that's great. But, you know, but no, let's keep going on about it. I mean, because I find that then patronising.
It is. It's banging a drum and forcing an agenda. And I mean, like, just like your lady that was on, you know, I'm beginning to discover this thing called microaggression, where, you know, people that are using on a language basis, you know, ways of shutting people down from debating.
Well, all of a sudden I'm sexist. I'm not allowed to debate with her because I'm sexist, but she's not sexist.
Yeah, but Noel,
Robbie. Hang on, Martin. Sorry,
the
Robbie.
The thing is that, like, Martin says there that it's the socialist left. I'm one of those liberal lefties, Martin, and I don't believe that quotas should be there in place. So that kind of gets rid of your argument there, you know. The way I look at it is that the reason I didn't vote for a female in my constituency in Dublin Midwest is because they were in the parties that I would never have voted for anyway. I voted for a male and another male in the 1, 2, 3 down the line because they were in the parties I wanted to vote for. Like, if there was a woman running for the parties that I support, I would vote for the woman. You know what I mean?
Yeah, provided you thought she was fit for the job, obviously.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah, of course. I mean,
I don't agree with this idea of not of voting for somebody just because there was a whole thing there during the election. Don't forget to give women your vote. I mean, why? Give women your vote. It doesn't matter. Whoever the best person for the job is.
But the time in local elections, I looked at the candidates whenever I was living in South Central or the Midwest, and I was kind of going, I couldn't vote for that person. You know, absolutely useless, you know. And the vote went ahead. But I mean, this whole thing of your woman was well out of order. Was anybody being sexist there was poor, you know?
Okay, well, hang on a second. Let me go to Jackie as well, just to be fair, to make sure we have a female representative on the air. Jackie, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Jackie? Otherwise, I'd be accused of being sexist again.
That's news. Yeah, like it is.
Yeah, Jackie, are you happy with the government?
No, I'm not. But come in and tell you, as regards women in politics...
Ah, Jackie, it's you, Miel Flower.
It is.
I haven't heard you in ages.
Yeah, now you see, you didn't even ring up to see how I was.
No.
I couldn't snuff it and all, you didn't care.
You could have been out the gap. Yeah. Are you all right?
I'm grand now, thank God, yeah.
All right, and were you unwell? I'm sorry to ask your personal business.
No, Margaret wasn't too well now.
Oh, I'm sorry, your daughter, I'm sorry, dear.
She didn't get COVID now or anything, but they're on lockdown, you can't get over to see her or nothing.
So when was, because of course she's in residential care, when was the last time you got in to see her?
I haven't seen her since March, and in the middle of the week before that, I got in for a half an hour.
Oh, okay, all right, okay.
But she could sit outside because the day was nice, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
But she's looking great now, and she's grand, you know?
All right, okay. Well, getting back to government, Micheál Martin is the new Taoiseach. Do you like him?
There's something about him. I don't know what it is. I don't know. I think if he's cute and he's learned off Bertie Ahern, we might get back on our feet.
if he's learned a bit of nodding and winking, yeah. Is that what you're talking
and
about?
I'm forgetting who gave him what. Yeah. But I'm just saying that if he's learned. But as regards Catherine Sapone for Minister for Children, that woman destroyed.
No, she's gone.
She's gone now, but she was up there up till yesterday, till they formed the government yesterday, the day before. But that woman gave back $6 million to the government that she didn't use in her own ministry. Mm-hmm. When there was people crying out for early intervention, early childcare, help with this, help with that. And then she formed Tusla. That is not, on this world, is a fit for business.
Okay, well, hopefully Roderick O'Gorman, who's now Minister for Children, will do a little bit better.
Well, everybody's hoping he will.
Yeah.
And the other Minister for Disabilities. But, like, as I said, that's just... I personally, I would sooner face 10 men than one woman.
Would you?
Yeah, I would.
And would you, just out of curiosity, did you vote for a woman?
No.
Did you not vote for a woman because she was a woman, or did you vote for a man just because he was a man? Or if there was two people...
That's what they had to say.
Okay, but if there was two people and you thought they were both good, would you give the vote to a woman, or would you just give it to the man for the sake of it?
No, if I thought that she was... Like Mary Lou, I'd give me a vote to Sinn Féin now.
Yeah, she's a powerful woman, yeah.
Yeah, she is, apart from that, I live in Finglas, and Desi always gets the vote from her house, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's just saying. But at the end of the day, I think Mary Lou should have came out more. I know she was sick herself, but I think she should have came
she wasn't
out more.
Sick, I did say that to her. She wasn't sick for the whole time. She should have fought a bit harder.
Yeah, well, she could have put that chap Pierce there, Pierce Idy there, he would have done it.
Yeah. I think what they were hoping for was a second election. If there had been a second election, they would have run more candidates. They made a huge mistake and they didn't run enough candidates.
I'd say by the end of this year or early next year, there'll be another election.
Do you think so? You don't think they'll last?
They're not going to go to bed together. They can't agree on the colour of shite, for God's sake. You know what I mean? Do you know me? And
but Leo's still in there anyway. That's the main thing, isn't he?
Well, I couldn't... I won't say nothing. I'll say nothing.
Because you get yourself into trouble, will you?
I think I would. But as I said, at the end of the day, and I was reading the Facebook the other day, and the chap, he's up and coming in the politics. I can't think of his name right now. But as he said, we've done everything. We've had women presidents, and we've had half Indian.
Yeah.
Taoiseach.
Right.
Gay Taoiseach.
Yep.
So everybody's got their pick and choose.
Right, okay, so there's something in there for everybody, is what
yes,
you're saying.
Nobody should be complaining.
Okay, but stay there for a second, because, Jerry, are you complaining?
So, well, basically, it's the same old, same old, isn't it?
Well, but it is, yeah. Somebody said it was a different cheek of the same arse.
Yeah.
And if it comes again, I before said, wouldn't I vote for Sinn Féin? By Jesus, I think I'd vote for them now. I'm sick of this crowd, sick of where the country's gone, really. Micheál Martin was on the other day that he was apologising for something over the not being able to be there for the march. The march wasn't done for the day for Gay Pride, you know. And this is what we've got. They're all kind of all PC, nice liberals, you know. And we don't really, need that to run the country. We need strong politicians, men or women, doesn't matter, but we need strong who are not afraid.
Yeah, we don't need people pandering to political correctness. No.
That's gone.
There's plenty out
there
now, Niall. Sorry for interrupting. There's plenty out there now for people if they're gay, if they're bisexual, heterosexual,
loads.
Different communities. Yeah, there's spokespeople for all those communities, and there's enough voices out there for them now without the Taoiseach getting involved.
There's enough people lobbying the people in government for them. I'm not saying there's enough. There'll probably never be enough because I'm not gay. I don't know what it's like to be gay. But at the end of the day...
But in relation to minority, you're putting people on for positive discrimination. West Cork had a lady put on Fianna Fáil ticket. She didn't get in because she wasn't, as you say, she probably wasn't good enough.
People didn't vote for her.
I don't generally believe, contrary to what that woman said earlier on, I generally don't believe that people walk into a polling station and say, I'm not going to give a vote to her because she's a woman.
No.
I don't believe people do that.
No, them days are long, long gone. No.
And by the way, remember, of course, and the point I made to her, that 50% of the voters out there are women. So it's not their fault if they won't vote for them.
And I hope the country doesn't really go down that. We have an awful lot of, they say, that we're Fianna Gael and Fianna Fáil, or they're right wing, but they're me backside. They're all liberal, left liberals, you know. Yeah. And that's what's running the country from the department down. So we have really no one to look after the middle earners, us. We have no one up there. We have a couple of independent TDs who are very good, but overall, I'm afraid it's just one big socialist gathering.
Yeah, there's no conservatives in there at all. Sorry, you wanted to say something else, Jackie? Go ahead.
I just said that, you know what I mean. I think people are so scared of offending somebody. They don't know who they're going to offend.
I heard, by the way, John Wayne Airport in Florida is now, the officials have said they need to change the name of it because they found out that John Wayne said something racist
That's
70
right.
years ago.
He did, but, and I saw that.
I mean,
but
it's getting silly, isn't it?
Yeah, and he didn't really mean it. He just, it was a kind of off the cuff remark.
But look, that was the time it was. There was horrible things said by many people. Are we going to cancel everything? I mean, somebody mentioned this morning, for example, that Darth Vader, of course, was a white man in a black suit voiced by a black man. So should we get rid of Star Wars as well? Because I know The Simpsons, I don't think Family Guy have now said they will not use white actors to voice black characters, which is a bit daft because there are many black actors who voice white characters.
Do you know that your radio station, God bless you, you're the only one in the whole 26 counties that gives the ordinary person in the street, the ordinary down the centre, left or right, a voice. The other radio stations, there's one or two, okay, but they don't. You're the only one, and thank you so much for it, because only for you, none of us would have a voice. We'd all be listening to these airy-fairy. They took their tricolour down to the GPO and pulled up an LGBT flag there a while ago. Heavens forbid what's coming off this country.
All right, well, listen, thank you. I'm happy. We're all happy to oblige to give you, let you have your opinion. Jackie, sorry, I have to go to the news. But Jackie, it was lovely talking to you again. All right, I'm sure we'll speak again soon.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.